In this week's Failure Friday segment, we explore the downfall of a once lucrative affiliate business. I'm excited to welcome you here to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host and the principal of Failure Friday. In case you're new, I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success, if not, in fact, more. So in these segments, you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled in some way or something does not go as planned. There's lots of different variations. But then we look at what is the lesson and how can this person and how can all of us, in fact, move forward when we have a setback. So today we're going to look at a profitable affiliate website that kind of peters out. It was going so well. It was making money. This guy, Devin, he's an affiliate marketer. He feels like he has cracked the code, but then the code soon cracks him or something like that. I don't know if he actually gets cracked like a code. The point is the business steadily declines. And so eventually Devin has to make a change. So in these situations, it's always good to make a proactive change. And I've been in this situation myself of, I noticed that the industry is changing in some way. And I have to decide, am I going to ignore this or just hope that it kind of turns around? Or will I do something proactive? Full disclosure, as always, I don't always do the proactive thing or make the proactive choice. But I'll say a bit more about that at the end in the wrap up. For now, here's Devin.
My name is Devin Vail, and for more than 2 years, I was riding the high wave of affiliate marketing success. When I first stumbled into it, I felt like I had cracked a secret code. By simply promoting products and driving traffic to retailers' websites, I was bringing in commissions that quickly exceeded my day job salary. It all started with a niche blog I created that reviewed and recommended high-end electronics, a passion of mine. I had affiliate agreements with major online retailers, and as my site's popularity grew, so did my affiliate income. For a couple of years, the upward trends seemed unstoppable. I became comfortable, perhaps too comfortable, with the status quo. The algorithms that govern traffic and engagement changed. Consumer behavior evolved, and mobile commerce started outpacing traditional desktop-based sales. I saw the signs, but I held on to the belief that what worked yesterday would work tomorrow. Then, slowly at first, my once dependable income began to dwindle. At first, I chalked it up to market fluctuations and kept on as usual, but the decline continued. The SEO tactics I had mastered were now outdated, and social media platforms had changed their algorithms. I wasn't just competing with other affiliate marketers anymore, but also with the retailers themselves who had begun to dominate the digital ad space. I stubbornly refused to pivot. Instead of researching new strategies or investing in learning about emerging e-commerce trends, I poured more money into the same old tactics in an attempt to reclaim the lost traffic. But the internet had moved on without me, and my failure to adapt was costing me, both financially and emotionally. The decline wasn't just a slow leak. It was a substantial hit to my livelihood. Where I once boasted monthly earnings in the five-figure range, I now struggled to generate a quarter of that. My affiliate business, once a source of pride and independence, had become a relic. The turning point came when I finally accepted that my old methods were no longer relevant. I started from square one, re-educating myself on the current state of online marketing. I learned more about content marketing, the power of influencer partnerships, and the necessity of a mobile-first approach. I also diversified my income, realizing that relying solely on affiliate marketing was a precarious position. Now, I run a digital marketing consultancy alongside rebuilding my affiliate business from the ground up. This time, with a diversified approach and a commitment to continuous learning and adaptation, my previous business declined due to my resistance to change, but the lessons learned were invaluable. I share this experience with friends and colleagues openly, hoping to prevent others from making the same mistake. The digital landscape is ever-changing, and so must we. The decline of my first success wasn't the end. It was a transformation into something more resilient and aware. As Chris says sometimes, the best is yet to come.
Well, as I said, it's always hard to make that proactive choice. We share these stories in hopes that perhaps you'll make a more proactive choice than I've made myself sometimes in these situations, or, you know, in Devin's case. But also in this case, the affiliate business is an ever-changing world, and you are very dependent on algorithms and things that are outside your control. So all things being equal, I think it's better to build a business that you're not so dependent on something like that whenever possible. But of course, there's lots of different kinds of businesses, and so I understand and respect that as well. The theme of Failure Friday is never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. So I'm glad that Devin has picked himself up and is working on other projects moving forward positively. Thanks, Devin, for sharing the story. Listeners, thanks for listening. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2540. We are trucking along in the midst of the holiday season. I hope you're doing well, taking care of yourself over there. More episodes coming out every single day. It's always free. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts or just on the website, sidehustleschool.com. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.